Good morning. It's 11:04 on this Wednesday. I'm Tom Crum, along with Catherine McCullen from all the way from Prince Edward Island.
Yes.
Wonderful. As almost as far east in Canada as you can get, I guess.
Just about, yeah.
Just Newfoundland?
Yeah, they're farther.
They're farther. Even they're halfway across the Atlantic toward Europe, right?
Yeah, I've never even been there. It's too far.
It's too far. Well, Catherine has a new recording, which is Water in the Ground. But before we get to a track, because Catherine's going to be kind enough to do a couple of songs for us live here in the KLCC studios. Tell us about growing up on Prince Edward Island, and it would seem to me that it's kind of remote. How did you end up doing music from that original situation?
Yeah, well, the town in PEI that I grew up in, called Summerside, is a real hockey town. And there's a zero support for music in that town, even today, which is pretty sad. But it created this kind of like undercurrent of all these musicians who were hanging out in their closets playing stuff. So there was that kind of vibe going on in the town. But also, I come from a musical family. My dad was a songwriter, and it's just kind of the thing that was around the house all the time. That's what we did. You know, we all took piano lessons and we all sang around the piano together. And, you know, my dad was playing guitar and writing songs pretty much all day long. So that was just my world.
And I understand that your dad had written some tunes like for Anne Murray and people like that.
Yeah, he wrote a song called Snowbird and a song called Hand in the Hand. And those were kind of his two biggest hits and his claim to fame for sure. Yeah.
So growing up in a household like that must have made it easy to play music.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that was just what we did, you know, for fun. So it was kind of also a way for me to, you know, as I started writing songs, I started writing about kind of things that maybe I didn't feel I could talk about in my day-to-day life. So I started writing about my personal things and my relationship troubles and all that kind of stuff.
Why don't you do a song for us now?
Sure, yeah. I'll do the first track on the new album. It's called Take a Break, and, you know, it's about planting potatoes. Oh, I worked in the field all day. I didn't stop once, not even to complain. Yeah, I worked next to you all day. No wonder I didn't complain. If you wanna take a break, let's take a break. If you wanna keep going, we'll keep going straight. If you wanna take a break, let's take a break. Take a break, yeah, take a break. I never worked so hard in my life. Never felt so tired, felt so right. I never worked so hard in my life. Never felt so tired, felt so alive. If you wanna take a break, let's take a break. If you wanna keep going, we'll keep going straight. If you wanna take a break, let's take a break. Take a break. Till kingdom come, working all day next to my hun. Yeah, I could do this till kingdom come. We only had to do it till the work is done. If you wanna take a break, let's take a break. If you wanna keep going, we'll keep going straight. If you wanna take a break, let's take a break. Take a break, yeah. If you wanna take a break, let's take a break. If you wanna keep going, we'll keep going straight. If you wanna take a break, let's take a break. Take a break, yeah. Take a break.
All right. Catherine McClellan with Take a Break, and that's live on KLCC's Fresh Tracks. You know, when I first heard that song, it seemed to me to be about let's take a break from our relationship, but it's not.
No. I was in Nova Scotia one day hanging out with my friends who run this really interesting farm, and, they invited me to go plant potatoes with them. And where I'm from in PEI, like, we're the potato capital of, we think of the world. So it was really fun. We, there was probably eight of us, and there was some very good-looking fellows that were planting potatoes alongside of me. So, yeah, that was what it was about.
All right. Yeah. That's wonderful. Now, earlier you mentioned about writing songs. Now, coming from a family where your dad was a professional songwriter. Mm-hmm. In fact, I understand you're playing his guitar. Is that true?
Yeah. It actually is kind of a long story, but it was living out on the west coast of Canada and on Vancouver Island. He had given it to a cousin, and when his cousin passed away, they sent it back to me. So, yeah, I landed this great old 1950s Gibson. So
wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. So, but being from a household with lots and lots of music, was it easy or more difficult to like pick up songwriting and say, gee, I'd like to do that?
Yeah, it wasn't even a thought. You know, it was just kind of, it was what I needed to do, and it was a pretty normal part of my life to, you know, watching my father do that. And, you know, I thought that's just what people did. So I started pretty young writing some really awful songs. You know, there was one about I wanted my brother to quit smoking. I was probably eight, and I wrote this really terrible song for him. That's the first one I remember. But, it was just kind of like breathing. That's, you know, that was my way of communicating.
Eventually, you moved on from Prince Edward Island and went to the big city?
Yeah, I went to Toronto. I lived there for, you know, just a year or so, and I kind of moved around back and forth between different places. I was in, I lived in Australia for a year on an exchange kind of thing, and Halifax for a year, and then I was in PEI for a good number of years, and that's when I started really recording and doing a lot of that stuff. And then I moved back to Halifax in the last couple of years and just moved home. I bought a little house out in the country in PEI. So
back home again.
Back home.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Was it when you're in Toronto that you were playing with a couple of different bands?
No, actually, when I was in Toronto, I did a lot of open mics and I wrote a lot of songs. I was working, you know, a couple of jobs, and in my spare time, I was so shy, I didn't go out. So I just kind of sat around my basement apartment and wrote a lot. And I guess I moved home in the spring, and by the fall I had started a band with my friend James Phillips, who was my boyfriend at the time. We were living together, and we started a band called The New Drifts, and that was when I recorded my first record, because we did one together. And when that band disbanded, we became an old-time country band, which was a bit of a switch. And we did that for a couple years.
You mentioned about being shy. Then was it easy to be in a band and being playing with other people rather than on stage by yourself?
I think that was a good way for me to really start playing bars and stuff, was because I didn't have to, you know, I didn't have to talk too much. I could just sing songs and that was it. But it also kind of held me back from, being myself on stage. It took me a number of years to actually be able to look out at the audience and, talk about the songs or talk about whatever. And that's something that I feel is, you know, a lot more fun now. Performing is a lot of fun these days.
That's good.
Yeah.
In fact, tell us about the next song.
The next song is, it's also from the new record. It's called Water in the Ground. It's the title track. And just a song, I guess, about coming home to love.
Wonderful.
I've been waiting for you here. I don't have to fear that you won't arrive. I'm going for a drive all around the world. When I return, I will be your girl, be your girl. All the snow melt into the stream, leading me back to where I wanna be, right by your side. Watching as the leaves pour out of the trees, everything's alive, everything's alive. I never could have guessed you'd be the one. Two separate worlds coming undone. It's I am up together, round and round. Water from the heavens pouring in the I'm taking you with me. When I have to go, you're not a memory. You're in my heart, you're in my mind. Just a bit of time we have to spend apart. Soon I'll be back in your arms, and I'll give you anything you need. I'll whisper, hold me till I'm warm. Hold me till I am the air you breathe. Oh, please, please, please. I never could have guessed you'd be the one. Two separate worlds coming undone. Tie them up together, round and round. Water from the heavens pouring in the ground. Tie them up together, round and round. Water from the heavens pouring in the ground.
Catherine McClellan live on KLCC. Now, this is your third solo disc, right?
Yeah.
How do you see, do you feel like you've progressed from each solo? I mean, first having recorded a band recording and then now progressing through three solo projects. How's that feel to you?
Oh, it's really great for me. I write a lot of songs and, I feel like the more I can put out, the better. But I do feel like my songwriting has really changed a lot. You know, I listen to a lot of old blues and old country, and the more I listen to that, the more simple my songs get. And while some people might hate that, I kind of love it because there's a real art to trying to say what you want to say with three chords and a verse and a chorus. I really love songwriting, and I love kind of as an outside, observer of my own life, watching how I've changed and grown. And I think that, my songwriting is getting stronger and it's just a lot of fun.
Learning to be more concise in how you put it across.
Yeah. I think, and also something that was really hard for me before was writing happy songs. And I think it is, as you get, I've gotten happier, but I've also become a better writer. And I think that that's part of it is, it's really easy to write a sad song because for me anyway, like I could write sad songs till the cows come home, but happy songs, it's a new revelation for me. And this new album is full of, positive, if not extremely happy, it's at least positive and more carefree. It's been a hard couple of years for me. I've gone through a lot in my personal life and somehow I've managed to, instead of being brought down by all that, is to, see the light and feel positive and optimistic about it.
And have it come out in your songs.
Exactly, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
We got time for one more. Let's throw one more in there.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to tune down my guitar. Can we...
Yeah. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. We're speaking with Catherine McClellan. Her new recording is Water in the Ground, and this is her third solo recording. And also, she has a website at catherinemcclellan.com. And as she tunes, she's going to give us one last tune this morning on KLCC. Okay, so what you got for us?
It's actually one from my last record from Church Bell Blues. It's a song called Too Easy.
Wonderful.
And it was the only one that we did a video for, which was pretty fun. And I rarely play it without a band, so this will be a nice experiment for me.
Good. Go for it.
All right, thanks. I should have known better. Never thought I'd have to face up to the hard truth. But cold as a stone knocked me from my throne. All my life it was given to me. Should have known it was too easy. No, I never worked a hard day except when I wanted to. I just kept on sliding right on through. And every time in excess I thought I'd learned my lesson, but it never stuck to me. I just kept repeating. Sometimes I wouldn't know the right thing if it hit me in the face. Hear the telephone ringing, hear a note out of place. I gotta listen to my own voice when it's saying something. Gotta leave this safe shore to find what I'm looking for. Up to the hard truth, but cold as a stone knocked me from my throne. All my life was given to me, should have known it was too easy.
That was wonderful.
How to tune.
Well, and the fact that you were saying that usually you've not played it solo.
Yeah, no, it's been years.
Well, wonderful.
Thank you.
I thought you'd always done it solo the way it sounded. It was great.
Thanks.
Catherine McCollin, thank you very much for coming by today.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's been great. Wonderful music. Her new recording, Water in the Ground. Catherine McCollin, you're listening to Fresh Tracks on KLCC. And here's